SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It appears Iran's drone attack may be the key to unlock new aid for Israel on Capitol Hill. Here's correspondent Andrew Stewart.
Aid to Israel has remained tied up for months by disagreements over whether and how much aid should be approved for Ukraine. Many conservatives are in favor of decoupling Israeli aid from any bill for Ukraine, even as some also insist on more robust spending on U.S. border security. After the Iran drone attack, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise vowed on Saturday that the chamber will vote on Israel legislation next week. Andrew Stewart, Washington.
Sudan has been torn by war for more than a year now, fighting between the military and notorious paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Conflict has been overshadowed by the war between Israel and Hamas, but relief workers warn Sudan is quickly moving toward a calamity of starvation with potential mass death in the next few months. Also, at SRNnews.com, more bloodshed in several cities over the weekend.
A shooting in a Chicago neighborhood killed a little girl and left nearly a dozen others injured. Police say 11 people were shot outside a home where a family gathering was taking place on Chicago's South Side. An 8-year-old girl was struck in the head and she died. An 8-year-old boy and a 1-year-old baby were also among the injured. Police on the scene were applying tourniquets and using patches to seal people's chest wounds. Police officials say they think the shooting was likely gang-related and that the violence is unacceptable.
Meanwhile, shooting early Sunday morning in Dallas, a woman is dead, several more have been wounded. This is SRN News. A new study addresses why Americans are, in some cases, quitting religion.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 2/3 of people who have abandoned faith of any kind say they did so because they just don't believe anymore. About half of those who have chosen to become religiously unaffiliated also say they had a problem with biblical teaching on homosexuality, pledging their allegiance to the LGBT agenda over faith. Religiously unaffiliated people are about 26% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
NAIA announcing a policy banning males from competing against females. NAIA, the governing body for mostly small colleges, covering 83,000 athletes. The league's Council of Presidents approving the policy in a unanimous vote, saying all sports, including some type of combination of strength, speed, and stamina, provide a competitive advantage for the males. This is SRN News. Well, many former Olympic hosts are not exactly keen on doing it again.
They say it isn't worth the money or hassle. But Salt Lake City remains one of the few places where Olympic fever still burns strong more than two decades after it first hosted in 2002. This past week, the city hosted the International Olympic Committee for one of their final site visits ahead of a formal announcement expected this July that will name Salt Lake City the host for 2034. The state has spent millions to ensure its Olympic facilities didn't fall into disrepair in anticipation of hosting again. John Scott reporting.
Near Boise, Idaho, four people have been killed when their pickup struck by a train. State police say the truck carried a couple in their 30s as well as two small children, and the driver failed to yield. More details at SRNnews.com.